Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have the Braintree Mayor, and that is Charles Koukouros. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Just to give you an update on our COVID cases, we have reached 904 cases. Obviously, they're not active cases, but we have a total of 904 that we've had since we've kept track, and unfortunately have 118 deaths. But as far as the town of Braintree, we have opened our town hall offices, and they are fully operational. We require masks when folks come in, and all of the procedures and policies have been put in place to protect our employees as well as those entering town hall at this point. And things seem to be going very well, and the public has been great, and they were very patient up to this point. So we are one of the communities that has open town hall, as well as some of our other buildings throughout town, our water and sewer, engineering, et cetera. So we're fully operational. I want to talk about last night. We had a planning board meeting in which I had presented a rezone on the corner of Liberty and Grove Street. There is a proposed 40B 96 unit development, which really we have no control over if approved. It's already been approved by the state, and we worked with a developer directly to come up with a rezone that allows us to maintain one area of the land in which we will try to purchase through community preservation funds, and maintain another property that is abutting that is one of the oldest houses in Braintree. So we will have a historical preservation as well as some open space preservation. And on the general business rezone piece, CVS is looking to move to that location. So it's a very, very promising night. It does have to go before the council, and in both cases, the rezone and the purchase of the land after it goes through Community Preservation Committee. But I'm very optimistic about it, and it's one of our accomplishments so far to this point. Even through COVID, we worked diligently at getting this done. So very pleased to report that at this point.
Did you want to add one more thing? Because I had another question for you.
Yeah, there's one more thing. We also talked about the Peterson Pool, which is in and skating rink, which has been an ongoing challenge.
Since the 60s, I remember this.
So anyway, the Peterson Pool, there was, when I first came into office, we looked at some of the issues, and as far as the original drainage plan, there's a new engineer working on the drainage for the builder, and we feel confident that this new engineer is going to put together some new design plans to do a better job at the drainage for this site. And it's really, you know, for me, I want it done right, and we will be working to make sure that this does get done right. And, you know, before this building goes up, we want to make sure the drainage is done the way that it should be. So I, you know, as much as I want this to be built, as much as everybody wants this to be built, the pool and the rinks, I want to make sure that we have it done properly, and that, you know, we don't have to go back afterwards and say, well, we should have done this. So we're working on that as well, and that was something that was mentioned at the planning board meeting last night.
Oh, that's terrific. So a lot of positive news out of Braintree. When we talk next week, I want to ask you about, just so you'll know, about three possible election places instead of all the precinct voting, and about the ongoing debate about the possible name change of the WOMPs. But let's wait, and we'll talk about that next week, because
Absolutely.
We appreciate you joining us again. That's Braintree Mayor Charles Koukouros. Thanks so much
Thank
for joining us.
Much.
Thank you.